Good afternoon, everybody, and happy May 13th, 2014. It's a very lovely warm day here in sunny Southern California, and we have just been talking about moving into the field of oneness and what it actually means that the Earth Gaia herself is moving into ascension. And we've actually been kind of laughing because we're talking about making sense out of nonsense, how we make sense of what's happening, what we feel, and what's happening on the planet. And where we are today is our feelings are up. That Scorpio full moon coming up very soon. Whatever we feel is intensified. It's the depths of the feeling, Scorpio. So it's the depths, the water, the emotions, the feelings. So whatever's in the deep waters of your emotional body, your subconscious, will be shown to you. And also, it's a time of going to the depths of vision. So to really feel what your passion is and pull from our passions and into creating the world that we want to see happen, the world around us. And I was just listening to a YouTube video, and the person I was listening to was talking about wanting to put links on his website about all the different projects that are happening around the planet to create a new world, all kinds of communities and projects and all kinds of, so people can move into, feel connected to community and move into that field of oneness and from our own passion, start the community or the frequency or the system that we want to see happen or join with another one. So we're starting to link more and more, link together the isolated communities or spaces of where maybe there's like a little light where there's oneness, a little retreat center or something. So it's about really globally linking, networking all these different energies and centers and people. And as we do that, we start to spin the mandala. We start to spin the frequency of unity consciousness on the planet so that more and more people have the opportunity to experience the connection rather than feeling disconnected. So that's what we were talking about, making sense out of nonsense, which we are laughing because that's one of Yogi Bhajan's phrases. And I'm just repeating what I said a few minutes ago, that I was thinking of that phrase based on some things that seemed really crazy to me in my life and something that was going on. And I happened to buy some just white cotton socks, and they were in a package, and when I got them home, on the top, it said, no nonsense. So we were totally laughing, saying, Yogi Bhajan's everywhere, even in white cotton socks that you purchased. So the field of oneness is everywhere. That's an analogy. He's just laughing hysterically. So our master's here with us. So he's saying, to the extent that you can just lighten your load with this Scorpio full moon, and he's saying, it's all changing. Let the planet do her work, and we're doing our work, and let the masters help, and just feel the oneness that we're not alone, that we're not stuck here, you know, on an island, isolated, having to do everything by ourselves. So we have our Shakti Activation Group, and we have these different fields of energy where we can hold the frequency for each other. So we can, the burdens of the shadow on the planet being exposed don't feel so overwhelming as if we're taking them on just completely by ourselves. So light workers unite. Really like some farm workers unite, right? Light workers unite. It's kind of a silly moment today. Let's see what else is going on. Okay, so we've been talking about, we have the Venus in Aries opposite the Mars in Libra. We started talking about it last week. And now we've got the Sun coming into opposition with Saturn and this, like I said, the Scorpio full moon coming up. So we have these oppositions, and what do? We talked about that oppositions are polarities, and we can be illumined through understanding the polar opposites of things and how we can use the spark of polarity, or basically the unsane spark. Another way it could be felt is the pressure of polarities to spin the field of creativity. So Leia Yoga is a good thing to do this week. Ekonkara Satanama, where you're spinning the chakras. You're spinning the energies up the chakras. So any spinning work would be good this week, so we can spin the polarities rather than feeling that we're being stressed in so many directions. There's, you know, a lot of times I feel that way, and a lot of light workers feel that way. So we're just talking about what can we do to spin the polarities and weave them into the golden thread, the golden mana of that beautiful, beautiful frequency that we all want to feel, that we long to feel. We've got this grand trine, Jupiter in Cancer, trine to Chiron in Pisces. So again, water, 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 passion, feeling our deepest wounds and surrendering them to the divine. Chiron in Pisces, Jupiter in Cancer, oh boy, all that water. So whatever the deepest wounds on the planet are being also coming up. So try not to take it too personally, but water's feeling, so we might just feel things really deeply this week. So think of it, the grand trine, as a support system, so it's a flow of energy, so we don't get too locked into the either or, the extreme polarities. So there's a flow happening between the planets. So it's time for us to feel it and let it flow. And that's what I was talking about, the networking, connecting the different groups. That feeling that we're connecting together in this field of oneness to hold the frequency, hold the fifth dimension for more and more people to experience it, people that are open and are ready just maybe for the next tiny little step. So, wow, we've got Saturn in Scorpio until December of this year, December 2014. So what does that mean? Pay attention to boundaries. Saturn and Saturday, yeah, that which gives us form. So just being in physical experience, being in a physical body is actually a Saturn experience. We actually have a form, and we have to respect the boundaries of that form. We have to be clear. We have to draw the lines. How much I can do, how much I can't do. Don't take on too much. What are my limits? How much can I handle? How much commitment can I handle? How much can I carry? So these are all Saturn questions, obstacles, limitations, challenges, and tests. So we're all getting tested and tested. These external forces that are pressurizing us to be more and more in the field of oneness in our bodies. So it could feel like all these duties, responsibilities, and burdens, and these outside authorities are forcing me to do this or pushing me to do that. So we have to just really feel that as we move into these frequencies, that we're actually holding the polar balance of these higher frequencies with these seemingly authority institutions that have been pushing on people on the planet. So we're pushing back by holding the space for more communities or more spaces where there's more love rather than exploitation. So we're pushing back. We're pushing back against external authorities that want to squeeze the life force out of everybody, squeeze the life force out of Gaia, out of the planet. We're pushing back, and we're as we push back, we're moving into the heart chakra and out of the first three chakras. So a lot of what has been going on is this pushing back and pushing up. So it's like going through from the third to the fourth chakra, going through the birth canal and helping Gaia birth, pushing. So it's not, this period of time is really represented by holding firm and just breakthrough. breaking through. It's like, okay, I'm not going to be pushed around by these lower frequencies, by all this greed and people that want to exploit everything. I'm going to hold a higher frequency. So that's the balance, us holding the other polarity. So that's basically, if you feel pressurized, that's what the pressure, this opposite pressure. So we've also got the Sun in Taurus and Venus in Aries. So Venus is the love, what we're attracted to. So Aries is the fire. So for those of us that have felt the passion, the fire, even anger, Venus in Aries. So it's like, yeah, light it up, get it going, and move past what Aries, just move past this personal interest or selfish interest, which is what I'm talking about. We're breaking through the shadow energy on the planet, which is, you know, only for me. We're going from me to we consciousness, Yogi Bhajan says. Moving from mine to thine. You know, what's for the greater good of all. So we're moving, as we balance these oppositions and balance ourselves, what's into the greater good of all. So we have our boundaries, what we need in balance with what supports the whole. So we've got this whole balance energy going on this week. And then this ability from that to be fire up our passions. What's new? What's creative? What's our passion? What's something new that we'd like to create? What's a new project? So with that Aries, it's like, yeah, how can we make things better? How can we connect with this project that's going on? How can we expand, contribute to the field of oneness? So that's kind of like the basis of the astrology. It looks like I'm still connected up to you. So it hasn't disconnected yet. Yay. All right. So, what our master is telling us this week is, as we move into these new frequencies and we move into, he's saying, meditating, receiving the vision, the divine vision, our divine selves, that as we meditate, we're actually activating the frontal lobe of our brain. We're creating, this is a good time, he's telling us, to create new pathways, new neural nets, because he's saying we're receiving a lot of divine frequencies. So he's talking about meditating to activate the frontal lobe of the brain. So that's, as we know, where the consciousness is. So as a planet, the idea is to move from the reaction, the back of the brain, the reptilian brain, the part that just reacts, I'm just going to take, to the conscious part of the brain. Okay, what's the vision that can serve the good of all? So kind of calming down, looking at the bigger picture. So he's saying, just notice the people around that are just reacting and hold stable. He's saying, hold steady. Time to hold steady. And you know, we talked about Laya Yoga this week. And, you know, he's telling us that, as we know, but repeating japa is just hearing the words of the Shabbat Guru. He's saying this is especially going to be activated this week. So whatever, you know, japa you might want to pick, he's saying you might want to pick one mantra or one Shabbat, like if you want to pick, I don't know, something from, you know, Japji, whatever you'd like to work with. Each puri from each verse from Japji has a different effect. So he said you could even pick one puri from Japji. And this would be a good week to activate whatever it is that you want to work with, prosperity or, you know, whatever it happens to be, we can go through some of that. So he's saying, once you can do that, you're an example. We're an example to show how, when we're in that balanced state with that frequency, that divine frequency, then it's important, he's saying, this is an important time to be an example and to be aware of the power and the magnitude of our words, because we're in this creative time period, creating the new world, creating new visions. So he's talking about just be aware of our words this week and how the words affect the mind and how our words create, because we're moving into actually more power with our speaking. So he's saying, being just this week, like maybe not, he's saying as a suggestion, just be careful of too much kind of like casual talking, you know, and be more, he's saying, take some time every day to be aware of the power of your words, and even write down maybe some, your mantra for the week or vision, and then speak it. He used to talk to us about speaking into a tape recorder. Well, now it would be like a digital recorder. And playing it back to listen to our own voice. He said, there's nothing, he used to tell us, there's nothing better to heal the subconscious than listen to your own voice, the power of your own voice. So he's suggesting to choose like a mantra or a puri from Japji, record it, and then listen back. You can, I guess we could all do it on our phones, right? So he's saying it's a really good week for that, because that'll help clear this subconscious, this shadow energy that's coming up. He said, especially if people are sad or grieving or something, it'll help clear that to bring us to a higher frequency. So that's what he's also suggesting for this week. And then we move into, he said that will help us learn to train, control our mind more, to become more and more clear and less cluttered. So he's saying this week is about clearing the clutter, and then we can hold the neutral mind, get into the habit of holding neutral, and then our language will be more penetrating, and then when we speak, we'll have more impact on the people that we're talking to. And if we're wanting to have a certain vision or really share something that's important, that when we speak from this penetrating language, that he's saying you'll get more done, you'll get more results, you'll get more support, you'll get more help. So that's what we're talking about. He calls it moving, as we move into the neutral mind, then that's going to help us not react to whatever the external, the forces around us to try to control us, basically, is what he's saying. And he's saying that this will lead to more of a fulfillment, like a destiny fulfillment or a soul fulfillment, and take us to the higher level, to the fifth dimensions and beyond, all the way up through the nine dimensions. This will fulfill, this will give us, make us feel more satisfied in who we are. So he's saying we're moving into that divine identity during this time. So talks about moving into our divine identity, and once we move more into stabilizing our divine identity, then we'll start noticing that that has its own effects and creates its own reality that's different from what we're trying to experience and live. So good. All right. So, I didn't realize it until I started talking, but he's suggesting Laya Yoga this week. So I'll just pull it up on my iPod. Oh, we're getting a lot of conversations in the background, so we're ready to do the meditation. So if you could go ahead and mute yourself, if you haven't muted yourself yet, that'd be great. Thank you. So we'll mute for the meditation. We're spinning the Laya Yoga, spinning the chakras to balance out polarity, to work with creation with polarity. Satsang with Mooji. Satsang with Mooji. Stayed connected the whole time. Wow. Yay. Okay. Wow. I was also reminded, I was, Yogi Bhajan was telling us something else while we were meditating, that we just had here, where I live, there's a playhouse near my house, and they set a Guinness Book of World Records, 100 hours of plays. It was really beautiful. They were reading them and singing them and dancing them. And so I was thinking about plays and stories. They call it 100 hours of stories. And I was thinking, life is a story. And Yogi Bhajan was saying, make sure you tell yourself a divine story and share the divine story with others. So I thought that was beautiful. He was kind of smiling and saying thank you and thank everybody. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Karen.
Welcome. Yes. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Guru Karen.
Thank you.
Wahe Guru.
Wahe Guru. To hear from you.
Always lovely to be here.
Thank you.
This is Rich. I got on late.
Oh, hi. Welcome, Rich.
Hi. Yeah, I was about what you were sharing. It's like preparing us to become divine beings in a human body.
Yeah. The preparation time period.
I have something to talk to you about that you might be interested in.
Okay, good. All right, we'll talk.
Okay.
In a little while. Okay, thank you. Would anybody else like to share before we complete today?
Very powerful meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's been perfect for the time. And I'm really excited about the recording and listening to my own voice. I know you guys hear me, but I don't often listen to myself.
I know, we don't. I know, it's true.
So, thank you so much.
Thank
all of you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Love you very, very much. Satnam.
Satnam. Satnam. Satnam. Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam.